Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, what a fascinating woman I have with me today. She is Christine Talley. Christine grew up in Easton, Pennsylvania, as the oldest of six kids, and now lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. She is a wife and mother of two sons, and she has a black cat. She is a member of the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group and has written science fiction, short stories, and poetry. She was a 2015 National Write a Novel a Month winner by finishing her first novel, The Girl in the Bird, Romance and Alien Power in the Current Middle Ages. She was a sword and shield fighter in the Society for Creative Anachronism for 9 years. She participated in numerous battles along with 1,000 other fighters during the 9 Pensac Wars and other events when she wasn't working as a registered nurse. Her hobbies have included caving, rock climbing, hiking, camping, heavy weapon fightings in the SCA, drawing and painting. And I told you she's diverse and exciting, so I want to learn more. Welcome to the network, Christine.
Thank you.
Oh my, I don't think I've read a bio so exciting as yours.
Well, I have had a pretty exciting life all in all.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So you were a sword fighter. That is crazy. Tell us a bit about that.
As part of the Society for Creative Anachronism, we're a medieval reenactment group, and it's not just the sword fighting, I'll get to that. It's also reenacting other parts of daily life from the Middle Ages, including calligraphy and manuscript illumination, glass blowing, pottery, blacksmithing, just about any kind of art that you can think of, dance and music. As for the sword fighting, obviously we don't hit with real swords, but we use rattan, which is, it's like getting hit with a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you have to actually wear, you know, required armor. And they have strict armor requirements to minimize, you know, risks of injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I fought for 9 years. Like I said, it's like getting hit with a baseball bat. So the helm is the most important part to cover your head, and you have to cover your spine and your knee, your joints with metal. And other body parts can be covered with leather or chainmail or other types of armor. But I've been on the battlefield with over 1,000 other fighters, and it was pretty exciting.
Well, especially when there are serious repercussions that could happen. It's not just fun and games. I mean, you have to know what you're doing in order to stay safe.
You have to have a lot of training to make sure that not only are you safe against someone else, but that you know how to be safe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten like massive bruises, but you just kind of take that in stride.
Right.
If you're killed, it's the best idea to fall and turtle up underneath your shield so that you don't get stepped on during a big battle. Periodically, the marshals, who are the people overseeing the fighting, will call a hold so that you can let the pileup of dead bodies get off of the battlefield to make room for the rest of the remaining fighters. It can get pretty intense.
Well, it sure sounds like it. And then on the other side of the coin, just as intense as that was, so was taking that challenge in the National Write a Novel in a Month, and you were the winner of that. So why did you decide to take that challenge?
I came across it by accident on an online search, and it just intrigued the heck out of me. You know, over 200,000 people around the world compete, and there's no winning. I'm not the only one who wins every year. There's plenty of other folks who win, but just to be able to say that I have written a novel in a month is just, you know, something that you push yourself to. You have to write 1,667 words a day to be able to make that mark. And if you fall behind early, it's really hard to make that mark. So the first year I tried, I only made about 23,000 words, but I liked what I had written. And so in the following year, I decided I couldn't use any of those words that I'd actually written as part of my 50,000 word count for the month. So I started from word zero and wrote 50,000 words in the month of November 2015 and finished my novel.
I love a person like you just accepting these challenges, actually finding them and seeking them out. It is just so impressive. And so the outcome was the novel, The Girl in the Bird, Romance and Alien Power in the Current Middle Ages. Just give us a sneak peek.
It's a romance as well as a science fiction. One of the heroines is the sword and shield fighter, which I am very familiar with. So I can identify with that character and know a lot of what she goes through. She has a rocky romance with a fighter who happens to be on the opposite side. And she has some really hard hurdles to go through in her romance. The other heroine is a registered nurse, and she's homely as sin. But she's such a wonderful person that your heart just goes out to her. You want her to get the handsome guy instead of it always being the pretty woman who wins the handsome guy. Why can't it be somebody who's homely as sin? And Bess is wonderful. She's warm and loving and witty and smart and funny. I fell in love with that character. She's my favorite character in the book. A romance develops between her and a handsome blacksmith and sword fighter. And, well, you have to read it to see where things go. So the alien power aspect, a teenage girl develops an alien power, and I don't want to be a spoiler alert, so I won't tell what that power is, but you find that out as you read along. That power becomes known across worlds.
I would imagine to accept that challenge to write a novel in a month that you would have to write about things that you know, such as being a sword fighter and such as being a registered nurse.
Well, there's truth in that. I definitely did use subjects that I was familiar with, but I still had to go through some research. I set it in the year 2003, so I was going partly from my memory of that time, and also I had to look up silly things like, did Yu-Gi-Oh! Was that a game that was played back in 2003? Because I have one of my characters playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And it's like, yes, that was. And I had to Google the use of cell phones in that year and, you know, certain details that I wanted to be correct on. So there were certain things that I did put a fair amount of time on research, and I also did a lot of research on punctuation to make sure that, you know, I had my form correct in my novel. I'm having it professionally edited now, and he didn't ding me on punctuation very much, and he gave me good ideas on improving, and so I'm excited about the whole process.
And what's next for you then, as far as a book?
Well, finishing the professional editing is definitely what I intend to do. I have a pretty full life being a wife and mother. My sons are grown up, but they're still involved in my life. They actually like to spend time with me, so I'm very, very blessed. And I'm working part-time. And my art and writing is part of my time, too.
And a portion of all your sales go to the Center for Independent Living Lehigh Valley chapters. Tell us a bit about that.
That's an organization that helps disabled people in the Lehigh Valley. It helps with, as the title says, independence, helps people who are disabled with skills that they might need to manage to be more independent in their life.
Well, that's so important to give back. You also then create art from your experience with fractals. So does everything you do go a little bit toward the Center for Independent Living?
Well, certainly my sales from Etsy, mm-hmm. I have an Etsy shop, mm-hmm. and Spoonflower, which is where I design fabric, those sales portion goes to the Center for Independent Living and for the sale of my novel.
You're quite a person, my friend.
Thank you.
Really, seriously, I'm so impressed by you and the challenges that you take and the excitement that you create within your own life. I mean, that is such a gift. So many people sit around complaining, but you're creating all kind of activity that most people would just dream about.
I tell you, it was exciting to, you know, to be part of National Write a Novel in a Month, forcing yourself to write 1,667 words a day. Some of it just flowed. It was amazing. But the challenge, you know, was there because sometimes I would just have to, like, sit there with my computer and think, what am I going to write next? And my husband was very supportive of me. He said, Chris, you've done it so far. You're going to do it. You're going to finish it. And he was so supportive of me. Mm-hmm. And so I just managed to push myself through the times when I was a little bit stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, my hat goes off to him as well, because you would need a supportive family around you to say, hey, I'm going to be holed up here for an entire month, so don't don't expect me to do anything outside of writing.
Yeah.
Well, now we kind of danced around your book and a little bit about you, but before we start to wrap up, is there anything we missed that you would want to talk about today?
Well, it's also kind of cool that I actually have a novel in the U.S. Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool. I got it copyrighted.
Yep.
And it's in the Library of Congress. So.
Well, there you go. There you go. So now you're on your way to finding more challenges, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, then where can folks go to learn more about you, and then where can they purchase your book?
I have it on Amazon, and I have it available in Kindle and in paperback on Amazon. And it's The Girl and the Bird. If you just type that in, The Girl and the Bird, you'll find it. But of course, if you put in Romance and Alien Power in the Current Middle Ages, then you'll find it as the sole representation.
Right.
The Current Middle Ages is what the Society for Creative Anachronism calls the current day, because they recreate the Middle Ages mm-hmm. in the current day.
Interesting.
So that's part why the title is like that.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Thank you for clarifying that. And then you have a website as well?
Yes, I have my Facebook page. It is facebook.com/Christine, M as in Mary, Talley, T-A-L-L-E-Y, author, / So that's my Facebook page, and I also have a Twitter account, twitter.com/ClotildaW, because my SCA name was Clotilda Warhammer, of Miss Race Hall. So Clotilda Warhammer is my fighting alter ego.
That's the other person that we're talking to today, Clotilda Warhammer.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And a personal website?
Yeah, I do have a Wix website, tallychristine.wix.com/Christine M. Talley. And Christine is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And Talley is M as in Mary, and Talley is T-A-L-L-E-Y.
All right, so there are many ways folks can find you. The name of the book is The Girl in the Bird, Romance and Alien Powers in the Current Middle Ages by author Christine Talley. I am so fascinated and impressed by you today. Learned a lot, and you think you've shared a lot of passion and excitement. So hopefully listeners can pick up on that and emulate the person that you are. So thank you so much for sharing.
And Pat, thank you so much for having me here. This is just a wonderful opportunity to share, and I'm grateful to you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Christine.